In 1983, when I started writing, I wanted to be a classy author. I dreamed about people standing in line to sign my books miles long and people stopping me on the street and saying, "Aren't you that woman?" But 5 years later, I actually wrote a book that a publisher wanted to buy. And that night, after I got the call, I lay in bed thinking that the time had come to get serious. People were going to read what I was going to write. In between those 5 years, I'd been writing brochures, catalog copy, anything. But that was transient writing, you know, stuff people read and pitch. Books stick around forever. When people get tired of books, they donate them to the church library, so they're immortal. I thought, you know, books change people's lives. I know books have changed mine. I learned how to flirt reading Gone with the Wind. So I couldn't sleep that night, not only because I was excited, I was, but I was awed by the responsibility that God had just dropped onto my shoulders. A couple of summers ago, I went with my husband's youth group to a camp where they have horseback riding. I climbed on the horse and leaned forward to swat some flies away from her mane, and I said, "By the way, what's this horse's name, in case I have to yell it?" And he said, "Well, that's Classy." And I grinned because I knew that was as close to classy as I was ever going to be. Of course, that's all in good fun, because I actually know many classy authors who do cook and don't wear shoes, if they can help it. We're all individuals. We all are called to serve God in different ways. We all have different dreams, which brings me to the topic of my talk today, and it's the value of a dream. There's a Rodgers and Hammerstein song that you might know, and it goes, "You've got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream," everybody, "how you gonna have a dream come true?" There you go. Is there somebody in here my age? Okay. Right now, I'd like you to close your eyes and visualize with me. What is your fondest dream at this moment? If you could have one thing, what would it be? All right, you can open your eyes, but hang on to that thought. This morning, I'd like to tell you three things about dreams. But before I do, I have to confess, there's really only one dream left on my unfulfilled list, and that's before God calls me home, I'd really like to go on a cruise. That's not saying I don't look forward to seeing my children get married or to spoiling a grandchild. And sure, I'd love to write the great American novel and have a couple of my books not go out of print. But I've learned not to waste a lot of time on dreams that may or may not be part of God's plan for me. The first thing I'd like you to know about dreams is that they can lead you in the wrong direction. When I was young, I never dreamed of being a writer, not once. I've always been a great reader, and I've always been, actually, believe it or not, an introvert and one of those kind of self-motivated people.